Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Pick Up the Pieces with your boy Z and
it's me, the Cam.
Yeah, you need to make that a little tighter. We'll talk about that in the show notes. in the next prep session, the next 60-second show prep that we do.
Listen, I'm me.
And that's all
you.
I can ask. That's all I can ask.
Okay then.
Oh, man. Hey, man. What's up? It's been a long time.
You know, yeah. I ain't doing shit.
Right.
You know, I'm working, I'm sleeping, I'm grinding. That's all I'm doing out here in this world called Earth.
And that's all you can do, sis. That's all you can do.
Just looking, dealing with things with life.
Life.
That's my shit. You know, some dudes was in the gym talking about life, and they was doing the Bernie Mac dance. I'm like, oh, in the gym now? But I guess we got to break out with the jangalang.
I just tell, man. Hey, R.I.P. to Bernie Mac, man.
R.I.P. You know, a great. I miss him, man. I really do. I feel like some, you know, and I miss him. I miss Richard. You know, I was watching some Richard today. And I really, you know, I'm glad I, you know what? I'm glad my father is a black man. I don't know. He just, you know, when you can sit and, you know, I love black people. You know, and another thing, let me tell y'all something, people. It's a quick little something. You know.
Damn, just start early. You go on a tangent in the middle of a sentence.
Let me tell y'all something. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I feel so passionate about my people. You know, a couple weeks ago we were. You know, just so many things that we need to be talking about. But a couple weeks ago, people were just really upset about hair and the many different stylings of hair of the African people. And I said, it just hurt my heart like this to see comments of people, my people. I mean, I was literally crying. I don't know if I'm supposed to cry. Then I have to think about it for a week. Was I being too emotional? But it really was hurting me to see that my people are so divided that what you think when other people see us trashing and downing ourselves? You don't never see these other people doing that shit. You don't never see people out there trashing ourselves and dividing ourselves into so many different subgroups. You know, we don't never say we're just one people. You know what I'm saying? And it hurts. Mm-hmm. It really does hurt. I'm sorry I'm getting passionate on you all soon, but
hey,
I've been really hurting. Like, you know, I'm getting a little emo, but I can't believe this shit. You know, I can't turn to my sister and my brother and we look at each other and say we love one another, we unite as a people. No, because they're going to be itemizing everything I got on and what I'm wearing and what I'm looking like and what group they gonna classify me in. Stop classifying each other.
Talk about it.
You know, I could go on and on. I could go on and on and on and on, but I just needed to just get that little thing off my chest.
Well, you know, that's the reason why I love the blackout day yesterday so much. Just the idea, and if anyone's not really aware of what it is, what it was, but hashtag blackout day, it was basically a movement on social media that, you know, all black people would just choose this day to share and promote black beauty in all its forms.
Love one another.
And that's, yeah, it was just basically a day for us to love on one another. And
like one another.
I loved it. I loved on all kinds of black people yesterday. Like, it was just wonderful. Just
extend a hand to one another.
Man. You know, and, like, what I've done, like, my social media, like, I don't really have the same social media experiences that a lot of other people have. You know, whereas a lot of people, they deal with a lot of trolls and a lot of arguing and a lot of fighting and a lot of team life, all those people.
Yeah, I don't really see that.
Yeah, all those people got blocked years ago. So this has always been my typical experience, but I just like that more people embraced it, because it's always about black love, black unity, and peace over here. So, and anybody who's not on that height, you know, they get blocked. I don't have time for it.
Kick rocks.
Years ago. Yep. Hold on, what is that?
Who's that?
Oh, wow.
Who's that?
Yeah, we something popped up. Don't worry about it.
Oh, anyway, but I really enjoyed it. Like, I spent like an hour. I was supposed to be asleep yesterday morning, but I spent an hour going through my Tumblr, just like hearting and reblogging everything and seeing all these people. And, you know, it's like, dang, it's my people. You know, when I get into a room, a crowded room, it felt like I was in a crowded room, and it was just so, like, the love, and it was just people, and they were smiling, and it was not just people by themselves, but their love with their partners, and it was wonderful. I wish more people could have taken a part of it and, you know, really embraced it. I wasn't going to post nothing, but I decided I was going to, because, you know, reading some other comments from other people, I said, you know what? These people is right. I'm posting something. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I seen you posted something.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't see you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you wasn't on Instagram or Facebook.
Well, you know, not to brag, but, you know, a brother is trying to limit his social media to focus on working out more. Trying to lose his weight, man. You know, I'm down 15 pounds. All right?
Yeah, congratulations. That feel good. I know how that feels. I know it feels good. You feel like, ooh, you just look in the mirror and you be just probably slapping that thing.
You know I do. You know I do. You know I do.
You're just probably like, pop, 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 pop. That used to be your song back in the X-rated version. Back in the day, he had a song, y'all, you know, that he loved, that I had shown him. And for like almost 2 months straight, every time I seen him, he was, Big son. I mean, I guess, I don't know what that was about, but like, he was a big
son. All right. I love you too. Appreciate you. But yo, I was already telling somebody, don't let me mess around and lose a few more pounds. You know I'm gonna start stripping, right?
Oh yeah, you know you like doing that.
Look, I'm
You've been saying this for years.
Look,
you need to go ahead. You need to go ahead and start an IG page and upload some gifts and some vids. You know.
Yeah.
Chest presses, you know, smile, flex for the women.
Look, let me do about 3 more push-ups and 2 more pounds. Put some lotion on, because you know I stay ashy.
Jergens.
Look, Let me get some jerking, and I'm going to be jerk-rating and all types of stuff all on stage.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm glad that you've taken that extra step, and you want to, you know what I've been telling people, it's a life enhancement. It's not like you change it. No, you're enhancing your life. That's what you're doing. Don't, you know, downgrade yourself and say, oh, I'm losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a life enhancement. There you go.
Hey,
yeah, so I'll show
you.
I can see some pictures of that. So some of that.
Mm-hmm. I got you. So I saw your post about the little girl. What's her name? Come on, help me. Help me.
Shoot. I want to say it starts with it. I want to say her name is Mariah. But don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's Mariah.
There we go.
So I'm positive that if you're on social media regularly, you know who Mariah is. It's a little picture. It's a picture of a little girl, and she's got her head tilted to the side. And a lot of people have been sharing it, and they have like these little, very rude, memes attached to her, basically calling her ugly and all this other stuff. And I actually got that sent to me by a friend of mine, and I was just like, what's wrong with it? I didn't understand. And then I was like, she's adorable. And my friend was like, no, she's not. And then I saw a post, and so I just ignored it, because I'm like, I'm not going to get into this with you. You're not. That's not okay. Then I saw it posted in a group that I'm a part of, and I respect all the member. The group is very small. It's about 30 people. And it's a very intimate group, and I respect everyone in the group. But when they posted that and everyone's going, I was just like, I don't understand why you guys are going in on this person, this little girl. And I honestly looked at the picture. I was like, she's adorable. Like, she's so adorable. Like, and
yeah,
I'm just
her
like,
name is Mariah. I'm looking at it. You know, I didn't see those memes.
I did.
Because
I would have quickly
unfollowed.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I've seen it when someone shared the news link, and I watched it, and it was just. Now I will laugh. Now let's all get this clear. You know, they put memes up of the little kids when they make them stink faces and like, oh no, you didn't, or oh, you know, those little funny things that they say when babies are making funny faces or whatnot. Those memes they create. But when it's bashing a child, I don't agree with that.
It's terrible. And, you know, as I'm prone to do, I talked about it a little bit. Because, you know, I remember being a kid and people used to make fun of me. Like, for whatever reason, you know, people would say things about me. And for a long time, I had a lot of issues with myself. You know, my mom had us in schools that were predominantly white because, you know, schools in the inner city are under supported, and so you're not going to get as good of an education.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go into that, but you know, she wanted me to have a better opportunity, and so for us that meant going to a quote unquote white school. And I remember being the kid who was different. You know, I remember going to a school and being not only the only black kid in my class, but the only black kid at the school. Like, I remember those times, and because of that. And also being poor, so I didn't have the clothes that the other kids had and being made fun of for those things. And so I know what that feels like, because you're a little bit different than what everyone else says is the norm or is what's best. So, like, when I see, you know, that happening, it really disgusts me, you know, because I know what that feeling is like. You know, and some of the people I saw doing it were people who I know, like, if someone got on, like, if there was a picture of a guy in a pink shirt and someone's like, oh, that's gay. Like, I know all these people would, like, jump up and say, oh, that's gay bashing, that's wrong. But then, like, these grown-ass people are okay with going online and going in on a little girl. It really disgusted me, you know. You know, the other thing, and I even posted about it, was that I think of another reason why people think it's okay to bash this little girl is, if you look at her, you know, she's a black child, she's a dark-skinned black child, and you know, furthermore, just, you know, I didn't know this when I first saw it, but the 2-year-old, she suffers from chromosome 2 duplication syndrome, you know, so all these people who are making these jokes of this child who actually has disease. Now, I looked at the little girl. I honestly, she's so fucking adorable to me. Like, she's just so cute. Like, she has these dimples that remind me of my grandmother's dimples. Like, she's just so adorable to me.
I know.
And
she just looked like she's just so super smart and just will just smile and crack up. And I just felt hurt because, you know, after people found out, it was still like, oh, I feel bad. I feel like I shouldn't have did that. No, you should have known from jump you shouldn't have did that.
You're an adult. Why are you? And see, this is the thing. We all talk about bullying. Like, and I've gotten into arguments with people about bullying because I've always said, you know, making fun of people, that's kind of like what we do as long as it doesn't go too far. I don't think there's not too much wrong with it. Like, I've bullied people. I've been bullied. Like, I'm okay with it. And people have, like, jumped in my shit. Like, no, it's never okay, and it's not okay. But what is it that you guys are doing when you get online and you make fun of this little girl? You know, is that not bullying? You know?
It's the same damn thing.
Like, it's okay to make fun of little black children, but if someone were to jump up and start making fun of gay children, you know, all these things, and I'm not saying that's okay. Not like, don't jump in my mentions. But, like, come on. You can't pick and choose when you're going to be a good person. That's how I feel about it. Like, if we're going to say that bullying is wrong and it's not okay and people should stop it, then be the example. You know, you can't be 30 years old doing things that we would chide 8-year-olds for doing.
Come on.
You know, like, if I saw that picture and a child was making fun of it, I'd tell that child, hey, that's wrong. But then I'd move past it because it's a child. But when it's 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, like, literally, there were people who were doing it where it's like, I know them personally. They have children who are in high school, and I know that if that child came home saying that the kids at the school said these things to me, they'd be ready to blow that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
tear shit up.
But it's just a picture on the internet, so it doesn't matter.
It's the same damn thing. People think that since it's over, you know, the internet, that it's not the same thing. It's the same fucking thing. It's just a recent report about a young girl. She was about 14. I can't remember what state she was from, that she committed suicide because she, as well, was getting bullied, hacked her email, set up a page on her, totally going in on her, the whole school, or her whole seventh, eighth grade, going in on her and stole her Facebook page. The mom went up to the school saying, hey, this is wrong. My daughter is upset. You know, I'm going through all of this strife, and something needs to be done. You guys need to do something. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything.
No, look, if the thing, like, if this was 20 years ago and, you know, we didn't, like, when we were kids, we didn't know that, like, I never knew of anyone doing anything like that. It wasn't until junior high that I even knew someone personally who, you know, started flipping out because, you know, they were being made fun of. But most of the time, we didn't really know. But it's like, we know now. It's 2015. We know this is happening. People are killing themselves because of this. Don't be party to it. And you being, you know, and not to be that dude, but it's like, some of these people are college educated, you're an adult, like, you just should know better. You know where this stuff leads. So don't be a party to it. Just be a good person. Just be a fucking good person. It's a child. And the worst part about it is, like, I'm like, well, I didn't get it when it was originally sent to me because, like I said, I looked at her and I was like, she's so adorable. Like, what? I don't get it. And the only thing I can look at her and say, oh, I get it. She's dark skinned. She has some African features. And in this country, you know, we all see things through the white normative gaze. So that means that she's ugly because she's not what America, what this white dominated culture says is attractive. And I think a lot of people don't really see that. They don't think in those realms. But yeah, Africa is beautiful to me. So you know, I remember one time someone was making fun of some kids who they thought were unattractive when I was younger. This was probably like 10 years ago. And you know, they had a brother who actually had a he was like a dwarf, but then he also had some mental deficiencies, and like it changed his appearance and his eyes and his forehead a little bit. But he was a cute little kid to me, you know what I'm saying? And this person was making fun of these children. I was like, how would you feel if and this was her brother. I told her, I was like, how would you feel if someone started pointing out your brother's forehead and his eyes and things like that? Like, that would crush you. And she even, like, started tearing up a little bit just thinking about it, because her brother has come home so many days, well, back then, had come home so many times crying because the other kids at school made fun of him because he was shorter mm-hmm. than the other kids, because of the way he looked. You know, like, so she's seen what that does. But because she was just like, I don't care what those kids say, my brother's cute, my brother's adorable, whatever they say. And I agreed with her, but I was just like, but how does that make you feel when that's your brother? And then she was like, yeah, you're right. You know, she didn't even realize that she was doing the same thing that she had to dry the tears out of her brother's eyes for when it was her brother. But when it's other kids, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just that disconnect. I don't understand how, yeah, I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't either. I really don't.
Yeah, it's sad.
I'm saddened because we have so many children that get bullied. On a constant basis. I was bullied. I didn't really become a bully. Little known fact. I didn't really become a bully until my
senior year. Man, fuck all that. You bullied me plenty of times. Okay.
Listen, that's adulthood.
Listen,
now, I didn't become a bully.
No, we about to have a tangent. You sit up there and you videotape private moments between us, and then you share them with all our friends, and I don't appreciate it, okay? Back when I would, like, stare at a Starbucks packet for 20 minutes because that loud was a little too much for me. When I would miss a couple of steps because I partook in the fruit of the earth a few
miss a couple of steps. You'd just be walking on a flat surface. And you couldn't just, I don't know what it was. Them long legs just wasn't, I don't know. You just end up on the floor.
You had to spread that to the whole crew.
Look, that's in the past.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Talk about how you were bullied.
I was bullied as a child.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. You deserve
it. I didn't deserve that shit. I was bullied because I was short. I was bullied because I had a large, shiny forehead. I was bullied because I liked to read. I was bullied because of the way I talk. I was bullied because I didn't have all the finest things that everybody else, you know, wore. I was bullied because I was smart. I was bullied because I liked theater. I was bullied because I liked to dance. So, after all these years of being called, I remember my whole fifth grade, everybody called me Shrimp. Shrimpo. When the one song came out, Too Short, doo, 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 Too Short, guess who they were chanting that at? Me. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Who do you think they were singing that to? Me.
You're like, fuck Domino.
You know, so dealing with those issues, you know, oh, Tamara, you a bookworm. You know, when a girl's going through puberty and everybody else is blossoming with big tits and you're still flat-chested and, you know, hey, you feel kind of, oh, Tamara, you're flat-chested. You're never going to have no boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, hey. Oh, well, you're fat. You don't. You're never gonna get a boyfriend. Oh, wow. Well, Sam, I'm just gonna store that deep down in my brain and cry about it later. You know, and it just got worse as I went into high school because, hey, nobody digs fat chicks in high school, not in the 90s, the late 90s, the early 00s. If you wasn't a Leah flat-stomached, you wasn't getting no play. I'm sorry.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. You know, all of the things that I see women doing now, I was doing in high school. You know, I had a Caesar. In high school, I had a short fro. I had a little fro. It was really cute. Now I look back on these things. I was like, damn, my hair was really cute. I used to wear my twisties, all of that. And all these features that people would see, oh, when are you going to get your hair done? Oh, when are you going to get a perm? I let that get into my head because I didn't understand that this is what they think people should look like, not how I feel. So my senior year, I decided I'm going to become a bully. And I said, I'm fuck all this shit. I'm about to fuck shit up. And I would bully people. I bullied a lot of white people. I'm not sure why.
I'm a motherfucking ruckus.
I bullied a lot of white people. If we missed some white people out there, I don't be doing that no more. I did. There was this one girl. Like, it was a group of us. There's this one girl, every time she would come, we would walk behind her, like, singing. We'd be like, you walk down the hall. Make sure you don't fall. Turn around.
Y'all are terrible.
Yes. We were
she
very bad. She's
President Obama now. You know that, right?
Listen.
She's in a tea party. She's going to kill a black senator one day. So, you know, we have our worst person on the planet.
Oh.
And I was going to say that the worst person on the planet it was all the people who made fun of that little girl, Mariah. But I think the worst person on the planet is you. bullying white people, bullying me because I was.
Hey, everybody. Does it come with a reward and a continental breakfast?
So who's your worst person on the planet?
You know, I really don't have a worst person on the planet right now. I can't even think of somebody.
You have to.
Oh, wait. I know who's the worst person on the planet for me this week. That one dude that curved me because I was too fly for him. Moving along.
Eddie, talk about it.
Hey. He curved me because I was too fly and, you know, I wasn't trying to give him the panties.
Well, I mean, that's your fault.
I mean, I guess so. I guess my standards are too high. I wasn't trying to fuck him, and I ain't trying to fuck him anyway. So, moving along. He's the worst guy on the planet, and I hope he don't get no sex for the rest of the year.
Damn. Hold on. The rest of the year, when's his birthday? Can he at least get some ass on his birthday?
Hell no.
Damn.
No.
All right, Well, fuck dude. He was trying to get some pussy, but his game was weak. And fuck the people who were making fun of Mariah.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
Well, they can find me on Instagram at _the_Tam. You can also find me on Tumblr. That's tangent-tam.
And you can find me at VOLUWASEYI on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also follow us at com/pickupthepieces and to my little baby Saeed, Daddy loves you. All right.